Let's see, let's try one more, okay? Conditional use number 2409, Brian Stewart. That shouldn't take long.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a year-round food vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.12 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Coastal Highway, which is Route 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're still conducting a meeting here, so I need you to be quiet and move on. Thank you.
The property is lying on the north side of Coastal Highway, which is Route 1, approximately 0.15 mile east of Savannah Road, which is Route 9. The number one address is 17581 Coastal Highway, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 2.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have the applicant's conceptual sketch of the site. We have a copy of the confirmation of the lease for the property. We have a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Yes, sir.
My name is Brian Stewart. I represent the Crab Connect at 17580 Coastal Highway in Lewis, Delaware. And I'm just seeking your guys' approval to stay open year-round. I provide a service that's affordable crabs to families visiting the beach, locals, and crab houses in the area.
Affordable crabs.
Mm. Yes.
That's a phrase I have not heard yet. What's the difference between an affordable crab and every other kind of crab?
Well, back in the day, you used to be able to come to the beach and be able to afford crabs. Now you got people coming to my shack saying, hey, there's $700-$800 a bushel down the road. You know, you're beating them by a lot. So
all right.
I'm able to get them their stuff.
Affordable crab. Well, I think that's
pretty good pitch.
That's a pretty good pitch.
I also take care of 10 crabbers in the Delaware Bay. And I make them, you know, make them a good living, and they take care of their families also with mine as well.
Great.
So I'm keeping it like in the state.
And then.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We're going to start with Mr. Collins.
How long have you operated the business there?
2 years.
2 years. Okay.
Can I just interject?
Is this one of the situations where they got the? The food vendor, and because he wants to stay open year-round, that's what triggers the conditional use.
So that was part of the discussion. So I don't believe we granted a food vendor sticker for this one. It was identified through our constables, and because it was year-round, we didn't explore that process. We went straight for the conditional use process.
Yes.
Because it's year-round. So.
And for the benefit of the commission, particularly the newer folks, we actually established a process where you could avoid going to the zoning hearing if you had a temporary, you know, vendor stand.
Right.
You know, candidly, it always kind of seemed ridiculous to me that the guy selling hot dogs at Lowe's, which is a super high intensity use that's zoned commercial, needed a separate approval for a hot dog stand in Lowe's. But it just didn't fit the way our code is, so we established that process that you could come without a hearing and get an approval. It's kind of the same situation here. The only difference is because he wants to stay open year-round, he needs to come in for conditional use.
Right.
It's still zoned, you know, C1, so literally he could put up a restaurant, not have to come in and just do a site plan, you know. So, but it gets him legal, you know, because
okay.
We don't want some other crab dealer shutting him down because he doesn't have his permits.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because let's face it, we want these affordable crabs.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Come see more expensive guy to shut him down.
That's right.
Big crab, is
that's
that
right? Is it like affordable housing, or your crabs like smaller and denser?
any kind of crab you want to get.
Okay. Just checking. Okay, Mr. Collins.
Sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to see if that was a situation.
Mr. Butler, you have any questions?
No, I bought some affordable crabs.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
I have no questions.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
No questions. I support affordable crabs.
We support affordable crabs. Okay, Mr. Whitehouse.
Don't for me, thank you.
I'm just thinking we support small business. We support even more affordable crabs.
That's
right.
Is that what
I'm hearing?
Well, sir, I believe
some good logos out of this.
I believe
seriously.
I believe you can take a seat nearby, and we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you for getting this squared away, though, because it's right.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2409, Brian Stewart? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2409?
Nope.
Anyone on?
Oh, no, we have one.
Oh, we do. Yeah, come on up. Guys, hide in the back. I don't always see you. Come on. Come on up here. Tell us your name. You may have the floor.
Yeah, my name is Bill Hines. I work with GPM Investments. We lease the property from Primo Properties, and we sublease it to J.Kell Petroleum, and he's subleasing a portion of that property to him. I don't actually have any problem with him being on there. I sort of worked with somebody to get his approval to be there in the first place.
Okay.
My question is, what is this for? Because all I got was the notice that we were having this hearing, and I haven't.
It's to allow him to operate year-round.
Without making any more improvements.
Right, no, it doesn't give them the right to put permanent improvements or anything.
That was our concern.
No, this just gets him in compliance with our code because our code's got a few twists and turns that require this. So, but there's no other, there's nothing else.
Okay, that's all our concern was.
If the commission and ultimately council wants to act favorably upon it, they will put conditions on it that says, this is what you got, you know. So if he or anybody else was going to come in and, you know, actually put a building in there, then they'd have to apply. You know, okay, obviously, get all their leases squared away, but they'd have to apply for something else.
It'll be defined as to what is there now. Like, he couldn't expand this thing without coming back.
Okay.
I'm not saying he couldn't do it, but he'd have to come back.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what was being planned here because, he didn't contact us. He didn't contact, I apologize. I just...
Guys, we can't do that.
Sorry.
You need to talk to us, and we'll talk to you if we need to.
So, but no, that's all. I just wanted to make sure that there weren't, because I spoke to the property owner, and he said he didn't know anything about it,
okay.
And we didn't hear anything about it. So we just wanted to make sure that as long as there's no improvements, we don't have any objection particularly.
All right.
That's good.
Very good. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition?
Thought he might be from Big Crab.
All right, yeah. Anybody else have a?
I was wondering.
Have a comment? Questions? None. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or we'll miss to call the office in the morning. Thank you.